And Julius Erving, 76ers legend, comes out today and says that probably Jason Tatum should have been the number one pick over Markelle Fultz. And it's certainly easy to say that because Fultz only played 14 games. He only averaged 7 points. He's been sat down completely for the last three games of the playoffs. And Jason Tatum, by the way, played in 80 games and averaged 14 points, and he's averaging 17 points a game in the playoffs. So, I mean, it's an easy hindsight is 20-20. But at the time, it's not even about who should have gone number one, because the NFL is different than the NBA. The NFL, a lot of teams look at it and say, the draft is pick the best player available, we'll make the pieces work, and we're going to have a lot of attrition, so we're going to need multiple pieces at each position. The NBA, there's only five guys on the floor. You need, it's more about fit and more about schematics. And, you know, Dave Gettleman said you don't draft on need in the NFL. In the NBA, you have to draft partly on need. So the Sixers had the number one pick. It made no sense for them to draft Jason Tatum. It made zero sense. I look at a Sixers team that in the offseason, I said, well, Saric is a big body. I mean, Jason Tatum's 6'8". Saric is in that height range. Is he going to take him over? Ben Simmons is 6'8", 6'9". Joel Embiid is 7 feet. They have big players there. What the Sixers needed was a young ball handler, okay? What they needed was a young scorer that could handle the rock, and that's what Markelle Fultz could do. He made way too much sense for them. What would have been very interesting was if the Celtics had held on to that number one pick, what they would have done. Because I remember sitting here 10 months ago and advocating for Jason Tatum. And I loved this kid out of college, and it had been proven right now, but that's not what it's about. The Celtics had a definitive need. The Celtics are small. They're still small. Al Horford's their biggest player at 6'10". Jason Tatum at 6'8 helps give them some size. Now, Jason Tatum has played more of a perimeter role, I think, than I was expecting, especially initially. He's been better from the outside. But at the time, I thought he gave them some more height, could help them in the rebounding battle. He did get 5 boards a game this year for a team that struggled on the glass last season. And he gives them some size. And, oh, by the way, this team had Isaiah Thomas at the time. And Isaiah Thomas was a scoring guard. What they didn't have was support players that could be perimeter-oriented. If you bring in Markelle Fultz, he doesn't play over Isaiah Thomas. He sits behind Isaiah Thomas and helps give Isaiah Thomas relief. Now, there's value in that. I could have made the case for Fultz to be number one in Boston. But if the better move all along was Tatum, because Isaiah Thomas needed some scoring help on the perimeter. Isaiah Thomas breaks everybody down, kicks to the corner, and there's Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum for him. That was the thought process. And then defensively at 6'8 and long, he helps you play defense and he helps you get rebounds. So for Dr. J to say that Tatum should have been the number one pick over Fultz, it's really apples and oranges. The Sixers didn't need a 6'8 wing player. They needed a ball dominant guard that could play make and get balls, you know, number one, score on the perimeter. Number two, be a secondary ball handler to Ben Simmons. And number three is the right height for their lineup, what they're trying to do. The Celtics, they needed a bigger body. That's why Tatum was always the better fit to me than Fultz. Again, I could have justified Fultz, you know, give Thomas some relief. If you don't re-sign Thomas, then Fultz comes in. You could have justified it. But to me, it was always better for Jason Tatum. And when they had the number one pick, I thought you could make a case for it. When they had number three, I thought it was a definite. Champlain Valley Game Night right here on 101.3.